It is a pleasure, and we always like to say thank you for making us part of your Saturday on Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host. And, if you go to Bellingham now, hold on. I always get that URL wrong. MyBellinghamNow.com. Go there. We post all of our interview segments, so, you know, if it's a telephone number or a website, you can listen to them to your heart's content anytime you want. I'm meeting for the first time, but yet I know these ladies by reputation. We're going to talk about stuff happening at the Linden Heritage Museum. It's actually Whatcom County History of Country Music. The director of the museum, Amanda May, good meeting you. Thanks for, I know Saturdays are always busy for you, but yes. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
and, me. Amanda said this is the actual star of the interview.
Yes.
Lori Lee Lewis, the main storyteller, musician, songwriter. You're going to favor us with great stories and great music, aren't you?
We are. Yes, on Friday night. It's going to get pretty exciting next
that
Friday.
That's incredible, and that is what we are here to talk about today, as well as everything going on at the Linden Heritage Museum. Do you want to jump right in to what's happening let me see. Friday night, the 26th.
26th.
Okay. So this is, it's got something to do with, I got the poster right here. And it says the Singing Sisters. Now, I'm no rocket scientist. I'm no brain surgeon. But I'm thinking it's going to be sisters and they're going to be singing. I'm just right off the top of my head.
Close. Not quite. But
I told you I wasn't a rocket scientist.
No, not quite. Okay. But and that's kind of what the play is. So they're Singing Sisters, and right underneath that title is Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn and Darlene Little.
Mm-hmm. So back in their heyday,
65 years ago.
Yeah, these two ladies were at the core of what was going on in Whatcom County.
Yeah, because I know that Loretta Lynn has she was in Custer for a long time.
Yep. And they played at the bars, and they never got to play together, but they were close friends, and they would lots of times cross paths between performances, jumping between taverns.
Yeah.
And a friendship for how long?
Well, until Loretta moved to Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then their friendship continued throughout all the years. When Loretta would come to town, Mom would go on the bus or go backstage and catch up on Loretta's life and Darlene's life and how their choices. One went to Nashville, one stayed in Whatcom County to raise her family. And it was really beautiful to see how they got to look at each other, share their stories. And there were times that Loretta would come to town and she would she'd tell my mom that sometimes she wished she would have stayed in the county.
Well, sure.
Because when your life becomes the world, you don't go out and garden. You don't get to go out and do what you want. And at the same time, like when Loretta's mama was dying and Mom walked on the bus after a show. It's this sisterhood where Loretta hadn't even brushed her hair yet because she'd been on the phone the whole night while her mama was passing. Mm. And she got to tell her friend, her sister, that she couldn't be there with her mama.
Yeah.
And that was when and I was right outside the bus watching all of this all the time. Mm. And it was that point of career choice. Mm-hmm. And what it can do for you, and to have a friend like that through the years that understood.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. Is this going to be a show, a presentation, a slideshow? Are you going to be telling stories? What's
this
going to
be?
So
it's going to be a little bit both. So we're using the story of the Singing Sisters as the catalyst for the overall theme. Mm-hmm. So you'll come in, you hear about these two ladies, you'll get to experience, listen, see, look at a bunch of the things that we have in the exhibit. And then it's going to lead into bigger stories of other country music artists that were in Whatcom County that performed over the many, many, many years since the 50s.
Yes.
And we're going to tell some of their stories. Mm. So we're going to broaden the base. And it's basically a tribute to all those people and how it grew from then to now and the people who contributed to that story.
How are people going to be involved in this? We talked earlier about, you know, I thought, are there going to be tickets? Are there going to be? It has to do with membership to the
this particular
museum
itself,
one. Right?
Yep. So this particular event on the 26th. So if you're a member, one of the things that we get to do that says thank you for being a member, because you pay your membership dues, right? Mm-hmm. And you're supporting the museum. This is one of the ways we say thank you to those members, is we have these private unveilings. There's usually a special special performance. We've got some food. We got something to drink. You get the first look, mm-hmm. but you have to be a member. You have to be privately invited. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to come, being a member is how you do that. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. You can go online, lindenheritagemuseum.org, mm-hmm. and you can sign up and then...
Boom, you're
an
a member,
RSVP.
And you'll be invited.
And you'll be invited, yeah.
Walk through the door yep. Friday night, the 26th.
And then after that, you'll still have access. It's just a different mm-hmm. presentation part.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the stories. That
yes.
And, but also in June, you've got an event coming. Is this yeah. this is a
so this
it's
will
kind
be
of
like
a grand opening of something.
Yeah,
some
so
kind.
What we do is we open up the exhibit, and then we leave it open, and we kind of run through the things and make sure that there's nothing last minute that we need to change mm-hmm. or adjust.
Yeah.
And then we have our open house, which is after the Farmers Day Parade in London. Actually, it's the same day. And we have a big grand opening, free admission. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different than the private opening, so it's still something special. But and it's just a great family affair, and there'll be live music, and there'll be it's just a mm-hmm. ball. Every nice. Year, it's just so much fun. It's full of laughter and mm-hmm. fun and people running around, and it's always nice outside.
Lori Lee Lewis, I got a question for you. Lori Lee Lewis, main storyteller, musician, and Amanda May, the director of Linden Heritage Museum, with us here
the
on Community
one.
Connection. when's the last time you played guitar? Tell me yesterday. Tell me this morning.
Last night.
Last night.
Mm-hmm. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. That's
you're
right.
You're playing the air guitar. You should have brought your guitar. Why didn't you bring
your
guitar?
We thought about it.
I did. I was going to do Coal Miner's Daughter.
But you're an actual player. Most people who play air guitar, they just pretend.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we have a few sort of air guitars at the museum. We've made a photo booth, and I painted... replicas of the Gibson and the Martin. Found out
Listen
I could pay.
Listen to her.
It's going to be great.
If I said Gibson, Fender, Ibanez, and Yamaha, you'd know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
right?
I'm an Ibanez
See, I,
girl.
Not so. I mean, I know, but I don't know.
Yes, she'll be able to play these guitars.
Yeah. Amanda's they're just, made of wood. Amanda's just trying to jump in with the gearheads. She's trying to feel like she's part of it.
I just want to feel part of the group.
we got about a minute left to spend with you. I told you it was going to go fast.
Right?
Let's recap again. It's the music living on in the memories. You know, the Whatcom County history of country music is going to be at the Linden Heritage Museum. If you want to be a part of the thing Friday night, you need to be a member and tell them where to go again to do that.
LindenHeritageMuseum.org, and it's got all the details on the event. So if you go on there, it'll have information about the membership as well as the event and mm-hmm. the other events that will be had. For this particular exam.
And there's a special guest.
I'm sorry?
There's a special guest, Miss Darlene Little herself.
Yes.
Sweet.
She will be there.
She will be there.
Yep. This is
she
her.
They're bringing
she
her.
She may have stories just like you.
Well,
oh,
she's,
yes.
She's very frail and coming from a care center, and it's a big thing to get her there, but she's not missing it.
No.
We're so excited to have her there. I think that is great that she's going to be there.
You know?
So we got Lori Lee Lewis. You're the main storyteller. You're the musician of the bunch. Amanda May, the director of Linden Heritage Museum. Do me a favor. Can you guys come back before the June 1st event?
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, you'll tell me what a great success Friday night was.
Absolutely.
And then we can talk about the June 1st, the annual open house grand opening, totally free. We'll chat about that next time you're here.
Maybe bring a guitar.
Nice meeting both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.